views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you're listening to The Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on Psychic Professor Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping you to answer your personal questions. And today, I am really pleased to have Suzanne Wilson here as my guest. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me. This is so exciting.
Yes, and it's so exciting to have you here. And you know what I found really, really interesting when I read your book was your background. So maybe you could tell the audience a little bit about your background and how you got started in all this mediumship stuff.
Well, you know, it started out with me being one very strange little child. I could see colors and these spirit lights and sometimes even spirit people around others, but I quickly learned to keep my mouth shut if I wanted to fit in at school. But my adult life as a young adult, I was consumed with getting my education, getting great jobs, making money, very much into myself and being in a material world. And the universe has other plans for me, though. And about 10 years ago, I had a near-death experience that woke me up to what's really important and made me pay attention to these abilities.
That's true. But, you know, and so many stories I've heard of people that were strange little girls and learned they had to keep their mouths shut. And it's just so sad that people just don't know more about the spirit world and the afterlife so that they wouldn't be afraid of it and stomp those kinds of skills. But also it was interesting was your grandfather, how he helped you as well.
And that started, Susan, with my having to come clean about why I didn't want to go to school. So here I am, getting beaten up at school or bullied, called Crazy Susie, because I just couldn't keep my mouth shut. But it's exciting to see all of these lights around people and to get messages for people. So I just couldn't shut up. So finally, my grandfather, who was a Presbyterian minister with a doctorate in metaphysical sciences, sat me down and said, you know, you're making yourself sick about school. Why do you not want to go? And I told him why I didn't fit in. I told him the things that I was seeing. And to my surprise, not only did he believe me, he actually said, I see them too. And that began this whole floodgate opening up of our long Friday night granddad, granddaughter talks that we would talk about everything metaphysical. And through that experience, I had an early mentor, an early teacher, someone who really got it. But quite frankly, even then, he had to be in the closet. To your point, we didn't have TV shows talking about psychic kids or anything really back then. So this was all pretty far out.
Yeah, but what's also wonderful is that many of us learn that those of us who have these abilities, there are other people in the family that have them as well. And I know I had a grandmother who used to hang out with all the mediums and psychics, but I knew about it, but I never really talked to her about it. So I know this is all in your book. And I know, talk to us a little bit about Soul Smart and why you wrote the book.
The title of the book, Soul Smart, the tagline is, What the Dead Teach Us About Spirit Communication. This is very different. It's not an afterlife book. It's not stories of readings, although, you know, the couple of readings are interspersed in the book for illustrative purposes. This is really what my friends in the dead community, also known as Heaven or Summerland or whatever you want to call it, want us on Earth to know about what they're doing to communicate with us. And by understanding that they work at the communication too, and what they're doing, it feels more like we're included in the communication earlier on, and we can have more patience, and we can figure out exactly how we can meet with our loved ones who have passed. But it's their perspective from behind the scenes.
So that's really interesting. So the principles in the book are really come from people in the spirit world. Is that correct?
That's right. And I've been a lifelong journaler and note taker ever since I was a little child. I remember my mom would buy pantyhose, and I don't know if they still come this way because I'm not into hosiery, but there would be this big white cardboard piece of paper in the middle of the pantyhose. And every time she bought a pair, I would stand there with my hand out and wait. She'd hand me that big white cardboard paper, and I would make notes. And I'd hear what spirit's voices were saying, and I'd write on this paper. And it wasn't long before my mom was like, you know, I think I'll buy this child a diary so she has something to really write on. And so over the years, that has progressed into where now, when I find someone in the spirit world who's very knowledgeable and very loving and helpful, I ask them to sit with me and I ask them questions and I take notes and I check with my guides. And so out of all of these notes, some of which, by the way, have been written on the back of receipts and things like this, because I'll even be in a grocery store and get some download given to me. These notes have been put together with the help of Roberta Grimes, who really encouraged me to write the book so that I could give simple steps that anyone on Earth could use to make contact with beloved pets or people on the other side. It's easy and it works.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you if you could give us a tip on what some people can do for themselves to try to communicate with the spirit world.
Well, the very first thing is give yourself permission. If there's any part of you that is afraid, that is like, oh, don't scare me, you're not likely to get the best link with the spirit world. So give yourself permission and be open to how it comes to you. And the easy way to start is start by requesting a dream visit. You can actually do that, and you can set up all of the conditions that are just right to make that happen.
And how do you do that?
Well, I give a step-by-step in the book, and I'll summarize it really quickly here. But you pick one night a week. And even as a medium, and as you know, as a medium yourself, I can't just conjure up someone I want to talk with. They have to want to connect with me. So I make an appointment and I say, okay, to my grandfather, granddad, Sunday night, I'd love to visit with you in a dream. Hope you're available. Every day leading up to Sunday, I'm sending him that thought. Sunday night rolls around. By my bed, I have his picture. I have an object of his. If you don't have the person's object, that's fine. And I have a little glass of just plain water, because water is a very helpful spiritual conductor. That's all by the bed. I go to sleep with the thought of a really happy memory with him. And usually it's fishing at this lake that we used to go to, because he taught me how to fish. So I'm thinking of that happy memory. And as I go to sleep, I'm reminding him, remember, I'm open for a dream visit. And I'm asking my guides and angels for the gift of the visit and the gift of remembering the dream. Then there's something you have to do when you wake up in the morning. A lot of us quickly forget our dreams. When you first wake up that next morning, have pen and paper handy. And when you first open your eyes, close them again and ask, what do I need to know? What happened? And the dream visit can just flood back into your mind. And you'll know it's really real. If it's short, it's sweet, it's incredibly vivid, and it's just like them.
That sounds absolutely wonderful.
And I get a lot of feedback on it that it works from people all over the world.
No, I can. I'm going to have to try it. I mean, I have gotten many visitations from my dad, but I've never set an intentional date with him to do it. So I'll have to try that experience. And who are some of the other spirits you contact on the other side?
My main spirit guide is a gentleman. He likes me to call him LR. His name is actually Leo Roy. We met when I was ill. I was desperately ill. Well, I should say I got to know who he was when I was very ill, also 10 years ago. And I recognized him because he reminded me of the little red-haired boy that used to walk me to school when I was a kid on those days when I otherwise would have walked alone. And here I was very, very ill, close to death, actually. I'd had a surgery where I got a staph infection, and it was one of those ones where it's called MRSA. You have sores all over your body. I'm on IV medication. I'm so weak. My blood pressure is so low. And as I'm laying there praying for relief and staring at a candle, I start to see these laser lights sort of pop out of the candle. And the next thing I know, I shoot out of my body, and I'm fully awake, Susan. I'm out of my body, hovering near the ceiling of the room. And when I look around, there's spirits around me. And I see the red-haired man, and I recognize him. And when I figure out that he's someone I've known before, I'm angry because I'm so sick. And he's saying, I'm your guide. And I'm like, well, you know, where have you been? Can't you see that I'm sick? And he tells me, I'm healing. You were healing, he says. Well, I don't feel like I'm healing, so I'm mad. And then I asked him, well, where have you been? And he said, I never left you. I will never leave you. And that was the beginning of real conversations with lots of spirits that he actually brings to me now.
Well, that's really wonderful. And hold that thought, because I also had a near-death experience, and we have to go on a break. And we're talking to Suzanne Wilson, and we'll be back in a minute.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Yes, and we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, and we are talking to Suzanne Wilson, and this program is sponsored by the Spirit Art Gallery at www.spiritartgallery.net. And back to Suzanne. We're having a wonderful conversation about spirit. And now I'd like to ask you about the work you're doing with children in spirit.
Well, it was an interesting time in my life. I had gotten up the faith and trust to walk away from a very comfortable corporate job with a great income and stock and all of that. And we basically sold everything. We sold a business that my husband had. We sold our house. We left Florida and came to Arizona more for my health because I had a lot of allergies and a lot of things going on there. But I also felt Arizona, man, there's a spiritual vibe here. I had visited here and I was like, I got to come back here. And one of the first things that I did was I didn't know how to do this, the spiritual work. I just know that the only way that the dead would leave me alone is if I listened to them from time to time and gave their messages. So I thought, okay, that's what I'm going to do. I went to a yoga studio and looked into renting a room to do readings. And the owner of the yoga studio didn't understand what I did. And she said, can you read a picture? And I'm like, sure. And she showed me a picture of a young man and two women. And instead of reading the picture, what happened was a spirit child came in, a young man, a wonderful young man with a wonderful energy. And he started giving me lots of information, which the yoga studio owner took really detailed notes. And she said, I don't know, because the picture I showed you just happened to be in a Christmas card from a customer. And my response was, what? You gave me some person you barely know their Christmas picture. Well, she contacted the lady whose family that picture was of, and the woman that contacted me was named Elizabeth Boisson, and it was her son who had passed at Mount Everest at the base camp not long before that. And she had put a picture of her family in the card and sent a lot of cards out, and one was to the yoga studio. That woman later became a co-founder and the current president of Helping Parents Heal, which now has, I believe, close to 10,000 members worldwide and has online and in-person meetings. But what that did was, I know that Elizabeth's son, and you had Elizabeth on the program last time, I know that Elizabeth's son orchestrated that meeting. I know that the people involved in that organization are being helped by the children on the other side, but I know that because I don't have to take it on faith. I'm glad that parents are able to take it on faith. My evidence is my own personal contact with these kids. They work together. They will even work together to have their parents, who have never met before, run into each other and meet each other so they can talk and they can laugh about the happy times and share about the kids. Now, one of the things that the children in the afterlife have shown me is the halls that they go to. There are halls of reunion where there are rooms that anyone can go to in spirit and practice coming into your dream visit and practice meeting you in a meditation visit. And the kids are cheering each other on. It is the coolest thing in the world. They'll show it to me in my own meditations. I can verify it with other spirits and even with other mediums. So there's a lot of evidence in terms of triangulation of communication between mediums and kids, where a child says something to a medium in one state, and in a whole other state across the country, another child says something to another medium. The evidence is there. These kids are working together, and it's amazing.
Well, you know, I have to tell you that after that program, I got a message from Elizabeth's son, and he was telling me that he collects these kids together and that the kids like being near people that are their own age, and they feel comfortable because sometimes they may not know all of their relatives in spirit. So the kids become like a family to them.
They can get to know the great-grandma they never met and all of that. But you're right. They want to, let's face it, kids want to have fun.
Right.
And they do. And that the fun continues, the love continues. They like to hang out in the kitchen and watch what the family's doing here on the earth plane. And they're really amazing because the fact, you know, if you think about this, the children who transition from the earth plane early, they completed all their work here. They did their mission, and they were able to graduate home early, and that is quite an accomplishment. And they do stick together and look out for each other. It's fantastic. So I went from doing readings to now teaching people how to make their own connection. So I hope listeners, you know, you're going to be disappointed if you email and call and say, can I get on your reading list? It got to be well over 1,000 people, and I finally said, I can't do this. I've been training other great, great mediums to take over, and I have a referral list, but I would much prefer to teach people how to make their own connection than just do a reading for them now. And I know that the kids are helping me teach.
Well, yeah, I mean, my forte, too, is teaching more so than doing individual readings.
That's right.
Yeah, but it's funny how people do find me for a reading. But that's all spirit, and it's all how spirit works this all together. What advice do you give to parents who've lost a child?
Go ahead and grieve, but hang out with people who get it, who understand it. People who have not had a child die, they don't understand your pain, and they may even want to ignore your pain, or they may ask you really dumb questions. The people get into what I call the dumbass zone, where they don't know what to say, and they'll say something stupid because they just blurt. And they really, really mean well, but they may say, are you still upset about that? You still have two living kids. And just smile benevolently when that happens. But please, when you're deep in grief, spend your time with people who understand. Who understands this? Other grieving parents. And you'll find that somehow you'll grow, and your connection with your child, once the heaviest part of the grief subsides, your connection will be so strong, and you can continue to communicate. It's different. It's not the same. You're going to miss who you were with them, but the communication never goes away because love lives forever. So hang out with people who are like you, and maybe if you're lucky, make one of those persons somebody who's a little further along the path than you, who has come to a point of peace where they can talk about their child and smile without completely breaking down, and let that person support you. It's really a pay it forward process.
Sounds like it. Yeah. I mean, it sounds very intriguing, but that's, you know, that is very good advice. But the thing that I'm becoming amazed at, because I'm getting more of it, is the number of people that have lost children. It's really unbelievable. And you don't think about it normally, you know.
We're having an influx of teacher souls on the earth plane. It's been going on for about a decade. I don't know how much longer it's going to happen, but these teacher souls don't have to stay long. They come for a specific mission. The bottom line, regardless of what their objectives are along the way, the overall mission here is to raise the consciousness. on the earth, and to preserve the earth, the air, the water, the land, to preserve humankind, to stop us from killing each other, and to get us to focus on our true spiritual natures. So we're getting more teachers, and they do leave early. Sometimes they even leave as babies.
Yes, I've heard of many people who've lost children. And the strange thing is that when I'm doing readings, I can usually pick up on whether someone has lost a child or not. And of course, I delicately try to bring it up. I don't, try to be blunt about it. Yeah. And it must be, and it's been particularly difficult because some people will have children that have died of drug overdoses, and there's a question as to whether they killed themselves or not, or whether it was an accident. And that's something that the parents are torn with, you know.
Now you have hit on something that has really been on my mind, and that's the horrible amount of overdose deaths going on in the whole world. I think it's been called an epidemic, and we're really being tested as souls on whether or not we want to focus on confronting the challenges and the problems that we have, or whether we want to numb ourselves out on this earth. And sometimes I think this addiction lesson, whether it's heroin or alcohol or whatever it is, pills, the addiction lesson is one of the toughest lessons a soul comes here to experience.
I agree. And we're going to hold that thought because we'll come back to it after our next break. And you're listening to The Psychic Professor Show, and my guest is Suzanne Wilson. We'll be back in a minute.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the practice of living awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the practice of living awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Hello, and we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Suzanne Wilson. And now we've been talking about what happens when you have a child that dies, especially if it's an overdose type of situation, and some people are unclear as to whether it was accidental or on purpose. And what's your thoughts, Suzanne?
Well, first off, once we get to the spirit world, we get exactly what we need at that time. And I've heard people very concerned that their loved one passed, and did they know they were dead even, because they just overdosed, went to sleep and never woke up. It's like you go to sleep in one world and you wake up in another. And what we find consistently from the spirit people is they first rest when they arrive. And I've heard these places that they rest, they're real places, they're real buildings, kind of like we have here. There's a place called the Hall of Healing. And in these halls of healing are very comfy, spa-like rooms where the soul can just go in and be surrounded by these angelic beings, be cocooned in love, and literally lie down and take a little nap. And then while that soul is sleeping, there are people here on Earth, and it's temporary. Bear in mind, this is temporary that they're sleeping. People here on Earth are sending love. They're sending prayers. So when the soul wakes up from his nap, he receives every single loving prayer, every single loving thought, and hears all of them from everyone. And then gets to be acquainted with what happened. It sometimes they'll be shown sort of like it's on a movie. Okay, here's the movie of what you did that day. Here's what all you took. And this is you falling asleep and then waking up over here. So it's like a lot of them don't even remember seeing any kind of tunnel or any kind of light. They did have someone there to help them through, but a lot of that is blocked out because they're in a very foggy state as they pass. But after that little period of rest over there and hearing all the love, the next thing that usually happens is they have to learn how to forgive themselves for blowing it. You know, this was my life. This was my chance. This was, you know, my family and all of that. Nobody in the spirit world judges or blames, but we find sometimes that soul is very hard on himself for overdosing. The good news is with younger people, they seem to get over it very quickly. They seem to realize, accidental overdose, darn it. Oh, but, you know, this time goes really fast over here, and I'm going to let go of this now, and I'm going to enjoy my life here until the rest of the family gets here and we're all together again, and the time goes fast. Older people don't have it so easy. It feels like people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, when they overdose, they can spend a lot of time sort of like going to group therapy. The more life you spend here, the harder it is if you commit suicide or if you even accidentally kill yourself over there to forgive yourself. But the good news is there's always help.
Well, yes. And I mean, that is a spiritualist principle, is that we can always grow on a spiritual level, both on the earth plane and in the spirit world.
Right.
So that is a very positive type of message for you to do. But also what I have found is that in my personal readings is that sometimes when there's confusion in a parent's mind about what happened, this child will come to me and tell me and give them an answer, which is also healing to
them.
They're
very clear. They're super clear. I don't know if you get it as a visual, but I see them hold their arms a certain way for, yeah, that was an accident, but I'm responsible. I'm responsible, but it not on purpose. And another way for flat out suicide, they hold their arms a certain way. Do you get it as a visual like that?
No, I get more audio. I mean, they'll tell me.
Interesting.
Yeah, I
do
get
you
it.
Actually hear the words?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. Same effect, but, you know, the spirit world is very astute at figuring out how we're wired as mediums and how to link and blend with us, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the weird thing is that I'm an artist, so I would have thought I would have gotten things more clairvoyantly, but no, it's the clairaudience that I get, and what I'm able to do in many cases is just actually repeat exactly what they've said to the person.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you never know which way they're going to use, seeing, hearing, or feeling. And sometimes there's a part of me that I'm so afraid, especially with a parent. I'm so scared that the answer I'm going to give is going to hurt that parent, but I have to give the truth because our duty to the spirit is to say exactly what they say.
Exactly.
And I've never yet had a parent say, oh my God, usually they're like, I knew that. Whatever the answer is, they're like, I knew it. That's a relief to have it confirmed. Thank you.
Yeah.
Trusting spirit is paramount here.
Yes, and for many times, what they really need is they need to go to a medium to just get a confirmation that what they've been thinking is correct or true. Now, I want to ask you also, but you also, in your book, you help people to connect directly with spirit. I know you told us about the dreams. Are there any other ways that people can connect without a medium?
I am a firm believer in making appointments and having meditation visits. And for this information and links and classes and free video podcasts and stuff like that, my website is carefreemedium.com. And you know, you're welcome to come and have a look. We're actually putting up a new website next week. But meditation visits are so important because anyone can do it, even people who say, I'm not a good meditator, Suzanne. I can't sit still. I have a method that anyone can use, and it really is, first you come up with a happy memory of a place where you liked to spend time with that loved one that you missed, and you practice visualizing it to make it as real as possible. And you can see it, you can hear it, you can almost smell that, like if you're at the ballpark, you might smell the popcorn and the hot dogs or whatever. Make it as real as possible and then make an appointment and send a thought to your loved one about meeting with them. And what we've been told time and time again, and I've documented, is that on the astral plane, it's almost like a movie set that gets built. The guides that are helping your loved one connect with you will prepare a place that looks just like that. They'll put it on the astral plane, which is just my way of saying somewhere between here and there. So just, you know, what's an astral plane? I don't know. Just think of some place between dead and alive. There is a vibration. There is a place where your consciousness in meditation can rise up and go to, and your loved one who's on the other side can bring their energy down to. And when you meditate at the appointed time and hour, you will actually meet there. And people can have really good results when they try this out. It's not hard.
No, it isn't. But then you just have to convince them it's real.
Yeah. And what makes it real? It's so the visuals are clear. The feeling is clear. And I have to tell you, dozens of emails from people saying, I did the whole meditation thing. I followed A, B, C, D, E through the book, just like you said, and it didn't work. But an hour later, I was in the bedroom, I was in the kitchen, and I felt my loved one come up and I could smell his cologne. Or I have an email from one lady who allowed me to use her experience and her name even. And she said, I thought, wow, this meditation didn't work at all. She was sitting on her bed, getting ready for bed just a little bit later. And she felt her daughter from spirit come in, sit on the end of the bed next to her and reach over and hug her. And it was like a real hug, and she could see her and feel her. So sometimes the results don't happen. They don't pop exactly at that moment. But by working hard at it, just like they are, you are signaling the universe that you're ready for your light to shine that brightly, and you will get your results one way or another.
That's really good advice. And yes, I mean, we do see that if we keep our eyes open, we see many different signs of our loved ones in many different ways. And I know some people get coins, some get feathers, some see butterflies. But there are ways in which we get these signs that remind us of those we love in spirit, which is very, very rewarding. But I think it's important, too, that you're teaching people that they can do it.
You can do it yourself. You don't have to go to a medium. The medium's great on a rare occasion when you really want to get clarity about something, or you just want to validate the experiences that you've been having. But when it comes to our own beloved people and pets and spirit, in that instance, we're all mediums for ourselves, potentially, if we want it and we're ready for it.
Yes, and I know we haven't talked about pets, but pets always, always come through in the readings that I do, and pets that people have even forgotten about, pets that were their childhood pets, come in, and it's always amazing to have people experience that with it.
And they're pure love, pure energy. It's so wonderful. And I don't know if you've probably had this happen too, where you're doing a reading for somebody and all these people are coming through and they're like, oh, that's so great. Yes. Hello. It's nice to hear from you. Oh, I remember that. And you say, I have your dog here. And they're like, woo, they break down immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. So there we go. There's the emotional thing. And it's because I think that bond is so special and it's so pure, and people are under the wrong impression that once their horse or their dog or their cat or whatever animal it was dies, that they're just out there somewhere. A lot of people have been told they don't have souls, they don't go to heaven, and that's not true. You can still talk to the animal that's passed, and the animal, just like the people, gets the message. And when you get back together with them again, they're young and healthy and happy and whole.
And hold that thought, because we're about to go on our next break. And we've been talking about pets with Suzanne Wilson. And we'll be back in a minute.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you wanted to be intuitive or psychic but thought those gifts were only for certain people? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including intuition. Did you know that we're all intuitive, but many times we receive certain messages in our childhood that block us from being able to tune into our intuition at all times? What if you could clear these blocks to access your gifts and always know the truth in any given moment? Don't think it's possible? I was there not long ago. I thought only others had these gifts and you were either born with it or you weren't. I now know we're all intuitive and you can clear the blocks that stop you from being able to access your intuition on all levels. On the other side, I now help others to become intuitive, even psychic. And if this resonates for you and you're ready to own your intuitive powers, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack.
Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Yes, we're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Suzanne Wilson. And what we're going to find out now is, Suzanne, is there anything you want to tell us about your book?
Well, Soul Smart is filled with Soul Smart tips. So if you get this book and you're in a hurry and you just want to like, I need some meat right away, well, it's very meaty book, but you can do what some folks have done and go through and read the tips first and then go back and start to read the book from start to finish, because you'll learn that you can do this stuff very, very quickly and start making your connections. And you can connect with spirit guides also using everything that's in this book. But I wanted to tell you that this is the book that people on the other side, pets on the other side, this is what they want you to know, that you're not the only one working at making the connection. They are too. And we've been told, in even in 200 years of afterlife research through other mediums, we've been told the same thing. No one really comes through alone. There are those whose job it is to help get the communication through. So you have guides around you. You have angels around you that are helping you. Guess what? So does your loved one in spirit. And it's a team effort. Try to look at it that way. So if you're frustrated, like, oh, I haven't heard anything from my dad in years. I used to get a dream visit. I used to get that. Ask. Say, hey, Dad, I know time is different for you. It's been 5 years since I heard from you. Can you send me something? Have your team work on it, and I'll keep my eyes open. You actually set the conditions yourself to make this happen. Keep that in mind.
Well, what you're saying here, too, is something that I teach regularly, which is the intent. Your intent, yep, and stating your intent is always a critical part of doing any kind of spirit work, so that spirit knows exactly what it is you're looking for and what you're going to do. So
perfect.
That is important. Yeah.
You're sending a piece of your soul to meet with them when you meet in meditation. And they are 100% soul. They're no longer in the body anymore, but that doesn't mean it's easy for them. So throughout the book, I'm reminding you that spirit communication is natural. It's right. It's wonderful, but it's not easy. Both sides work at it. Be grateful when you do get a sign, like you mentioned all these signs a while ago, and people will get a butterfly at just the right time, or the favorite song of that loved one will come on the radio right as you're thinking of them. When you get a sign, say thank you. Hey, I know that was you. That's great. Nobody needs to validate that for you. You don't have to go tell 10 people and get them to agree that that was a sign. It was sacred to you. But then it's totally okay to say, wow, that was so great. Can I have another one sometime soon?
Yeah, but no, it is. And that's the one thing that's also true, too, is you always have to say thank you. And you always have to think in a positive type of way. But now, what are some of the other things you're up to these days?
Well, I'm very happy to be doing a workshop with Dr. Mark Pitstick, who has decades of experience in hospice work, and he's a psychologist at Unity of Phoenix on January 20th. We're doing a workshop called Soul Synergy, Remembering Who You Are and Why You Are Here, and that is, the reservations are through Unity of Phoenix. UnityPHX.org. Both of us are also certified hypnotherapists, and I focus in my hypnotherapy practice in past life regression. So we're going to use some therapy and some hypnotherapy and some guided visualizations for that. And then on January 31st, every year I do a local platform demonstration with a bunch of people. So I've got that set in Phoenix for January 31st. It's called Touching Heaven Seminar. And all this information's on carefreemedium.com. Another thing that's really big right now, have you noticed a lot of people are asking about their spirit guides?
Like, it's yes.
Everyone wants to know. And I teach that in my classes. I have a class starting at the end of this month online. Only 8 people mentoring for mediumship. And in January, only 8 people again online. So you get personal attention, developing your intuition. But I also do a series of weekend workshops with Suzanne Gieseman called Up Close and Personal with the two Suzannes and your guides. We'll be in Florida in March, and we'll be in Minneapolis, Minnesota in May. And Minneapolis, Minnesota still has seats available. I think the one in Florida in March is getting filled. But there's lots of exciting stuff going on. And I have to mention, when you and I last spoke, it was at the AREI Afterlife Symposium, and we've just put information out about next year already, and you're coming back. Yay!
Yes, yes. I'm very pleased to come back, and I'm trying to bring a couple of my friends who I know would add greatly to the conference, and they're people I've had on the show. If you haven't listened to Vivian Permeow's show, you should take a listen to that, because the work he does in South Africa with the afterlife is really amazing. And he's been doing it for a long time. And my friend Shannon, well, she just has the pictures. I mean, it's like, if you want to prove you're a medium, have Shannon take your picture and you'll see all kinds of things around you, faces and forms and all kinds of stuff. So, yeah. So
I want to do that. I'll bet we have like whole parades around us of people. The afterlifeinstitute.org is where people can find out more about that symposium. It's next September 13th through 17th, which is a Thursday through Monday, because I know there's pre and post things that you can opt in to do or not. But the actual symposium is a Friday, Saturday, between the dates of September 13th and 17th. I know we have Lynn McTaggart, Julie Beschel from the Windbridge Institute. Sonia Rinaldi is going to come in again from Brazil.
Right.
George Nuri is going to be there, you, me, and a whole bunch of people. So it'll be great.
Oh, no, it sounds like it's going to be great fun. And I know that we're also, I'll pitch our Zoom sessions. We're doing Zoom sessions. If you join, I can't remember the name, our Afterlife Research list on Facebook. You can find out about the Zoom things. And also Wendy and Victor Zammit's list that they send out every week is now putting the Zoom sessions on it. And so there's very exciting things happening with AREI.
A lot of special interest groups, and I know that you are being a big help with that too, so thank you for doing that. The Zoom sessions, the interest groups are being built around physical mediumship or mental mediumship, and there are groups set up by areas also. And as you said, they meet on Zoom. And I just want to tell people, don't be worried about technology, for goodness. It's not going to bite you. And the technology is free, and also these interest group meetings are free, because I've had so many emails from people saying, well, can't we just do this, or can't we just do that, because I don't want to use a computer. It's the easiest thing in the world. And not only that, Wendy has been doing training sessions to help people, and I think we have helpers that can help you too.
Yes, we do. And with that said, I see you have a lot of exciting things coming up, and check out Suzanne's website, Carefree Medium, and check out the Afterlife Research and see what they're up to, and check out Victor and Wendy Zammit's list on the internet to join our Zoom sessions. And Suzanne, I have to thank you very, very much for being my guest. It was a real pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I appreciate your having me. And thanks for doing the Psychic Professor show. We need a show like that.
Well, yeah. And you're welcome back anytime you want to come. And with that, I'm going to say good night, good evening, good afternoon. It might be morning someplace too. But anyway, across all time zones, have a great day. Take care. Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to trance communication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.